It's been almost 6 months since Hurricane Katrina uprooted tens of thousands of Gulf Coast residents. Reporter Joshua Leves has followed the Smith family from the beginning. Here is his update from McKinney, Texas.
It's a cold Saturday morning in McKinney, and the Smiths' two youngest children, Selwyn Jr. and Tremaine, are sprawled out on the living room floor playing a video game. 10-year-old Tremaine is also improvising a blues song that he calls Cornbread on the River.
Cornbread.
He's in there singing to himself.
I want some cornbread. I want some cornbread on the river.
Who won?
Me.
This is home to them. They're comfortable and happy here. 12-year-old Selwyn Jr. says it's never been a challenge for him to jump into this new life.
I feel like I had an easier time jumping into this life than everybody in the house. Me, I'm already adjusted to it. I can live here.
I ask whether it's awkward for him that his parents are still struggling to adjust. He says it is.
I try to help him out. It's stressful. It's like sometimes I make breakfast and, like, I don't know, just overall try to make their lives easier.
He says it seems to help a little. Tremaine says he also notices his parents having a tough time.
Mom says that she doesn't have many friends, and that's why, mostly.
Do you feel more comfortable here than your parents?
Yes.
Both boys are making friends, and both kids are enjoying school. Tremaine says it's more challenging, and he feels like he's learning more.
Like, if you get, like, a lot wrong on, like, a test, they'll, like, call you, and she'll bring you to this, like, table, and she'll, like, talk to you and help you. It helps.
Their mother, Chiquita, says it's inevitable that the young ones would have an easier time than her and her husband, Selwyn.
Because, you know, we built up, you know, ourselves in New Orleans, and, you know, we've established ourselves, so that's why it's harder for us.
Chiquita and Selwyn worked for years to save up money for the kind of life they wanted in New Orleans. They were just about to move into a new house when Hurricane Katrina came along, destroying the house they were living in and damaging the new one. They moved to McKinney to be near relatives, but have a lot to deal with back in New Orleans. Selwyn goes every couple of weeks.
When I'm here in Texas, I still have a job in New Orleans, so I can't really, like, situate my life here to try to even get it started, because I still know I have so much to do there.
He says the boys' easy adjustment has made things easier for him.
If they're going through things, then, you know, I have to help them deal with what they're dealing with and then deal with the stuff that I'm dealing with. So it's less on me.
But there's also a risk. The Smiths don't want to move back to New Orleans anytime soon, but Chiquita says she'd rather live someplace closer to her former home. And in a couple of years, perhaps the family will move back. That sets up a concern about the boys.
I feel bad because they're adapting to it very well, but on the other hand, we still have our things that we need to do, and that maybe one day we'll have to snatch them up from here, you know, where they've grown to love or whatever. And that's what I hate. You know, I don't want to hurt them, you know. You want everybody to be happy, so.
Their oldest child, Keonti, is not very happy in Texas. She says she falls in between her brothers and her parents.
Because my parents, they have, like, a lot of responsibilities to do. They got a lot of stuff to finish up in New Orleans. My brothers, they have a lot of friends. They do a lot of stuff out here. They have a lot of activities they get into, so I think that's why. I really don't do too much. So.
She likes going to the mall in McKinney, but even that's not a social experience.
No, I only just be going with my mom.
But as the months pass, she says things are getting better, slowly, and her father thinks it's an important learning experience for the kids.
You know, I think change is good because it develops growth. You're not accustomed to being inside the box. You could relate.
He says so many people he knows never leave New Orleans. Now his kids may see the world through different eyes.
I know a lot of people that when they went to college, they went right there in New Orleans. They stayed there, and mainly because they just ain't want to leave, you know. And now, you know, at least their decision on college or future decisions in life won't be based on the limited.
He says maybe as adults, the kids will choose to live in New Orleans, but not out of fear of trying something new. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.